This is KCUR 89.3. After Native Americans were relocated to reservations, many children were sent to boarding schools and were punished if they spoke anything but English. As a result, many indigenous languages are now at risk of dying. But as KCUR's CJ Janovie explains, one University of Kansas professor is uniquely qualified to help preserve the difficult Kiowa language.
Languages die when children stop learning them naturally, but a language can be revived. The biggest example is Hebrew, which hadn't really been spoken for centuries, but is now Israel's primary language. One reason Hebrew could be brought back is that it had been documented, which brings us to Kiowa.
There are only a few dozen speakers, and some people would even estimate fewer, and a lot of them are in their 80s and 90s.
Andrew McKenzie teaches linguistics at the University of Kansas. He was also born into the Kiowa tribe. It's small, about 12,000 members, and they're pretty spread out around the country, but most of the native speakers are out in southwestern Oklahoma.
It wasn't until you could see it slipping away that people started saying, oh, we should start doing something. And that's a story you see languages all over the world. It's not often until a late stage that preservation efforts are seen as required.
He says Kiowa is extra challenging because it has peculiar sounds.
These pop sounds like and. Or the other one is the sound, the popped K. And A, which has an ejective affricate, so it's not just sa, but
You really have to watch your tone.
The example that struck linguists the most is the difference between aho, which is thank you, and aho, which means kill him.
Kiowa speakers just knew these things because, like many native languages, it had no written tradition. That was until McKenzie's own great-grandfather started working on it nearly a century ago. That's a recording of Parker McKenzie. He spent most of his very long life working on a Kiowa alphabet. Andrew McKenzie grew up in the suburbs outside of Oklahoma City, but when he went out to western Oklahoma to visit, Parker wouldn't let him leave until he'd learned a little Kiowa.
He had a chalkboard in his living room.
He loved the chalkboard. Gus Palmer is now a retired linguistics professor at the University of Oklahoma. He remembers meeting Parker McKenzie in the 1980s when he worked in an office serving elderly Kiowas.
One day, this little man came walking through the door, head on a hat and a briefcase, and he looked like a businessman. I thought, wow, this is an interesting Kiowa. He walked up to me, introduced himself, and lo and behold, he was writing Kiowa. He put it on a chalkboard, and I was completely amazed. I thought, oh my gosh, I struck on something very exciting. This is a gold mine.
For his writing system, Parker McKenzie used the English alphabet because he wanted to be able to type it. But he swapped out some letters for sounds that Kiowa has but English doesn't. It looks sort of like English in code. It was extremely accurate, but it had a reputation for being difficult. Other people came up with different writing systems, and the tribe has never decided which one is official. But more young people are learning Parker McKenzie's system.
Right now we have a lot of Kiowas across the country who are members of the tribe, and they know nothing about it. And so when they look up the Kiowa tribe, the language is the first thing that is interesting to the younger generation because we don't speak like any other people.
Antonia Hudson is just 25. She learned Kiowa at the University of Oklahoma, which also offers Cherokee, Choctaw, and Creek as foreign languages. Her teachers used Parker McKenzie's writing system, and now she helps teach Kiowa to the community in Tulsa. Hudson says a lot more people are enrolling in Kiowa classes since the state of Oklahoma gave them a cultural revitalization grant.
I believe a younger generation wants that sense of identity. They want to make that connection to who they are and who their people are. And right now, it's also a connection to who their people were.
Andrew McKenzie just got a grant from the National Science Foundation and the National Endowment for the Humanities to write a book about Kiowa grammar and to make teaching tools like games and flashcards. In a very practical sense, he's carrying on his great-grandfather's work.
When I go down to Oklahoma, the first things that I usually do is go to his archives. His papers are stored at the Oklahoma Historical Society. And yeah, I look at the stuff that he did and see some of the questions that he had.
But it's not just about his heritage. Mackenzie says languages are so complex that there's still so much we don't know about how the brain is working, even with a well-studied language like English.
When we look at a language like English, we get a partial sense of what these minds are capable of. And when we look at a language like Kiowa, we realize that we don't really know much about ourselves.
Which is all the more reason to write it all down. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovee.